Welcome to another 15 minutes of your life that you're surely not going to get back. No, sir. Or madam, because we entertain both sexes here. On the Chuck69.com podcast, my name is King Chuck, welcoming all five of my fellow friends to another fun adventure in me just blabbing to myself for the next, 14 and a half minutes. Well, here's how my weekend went. I went to Detroit once again. I have driven a whopping 20 hours, 20 plus hours in the last 2 weeks. More than 20 hours, because I went to Kentucky last week, and this past week I went to my relatives in the northern Detroit suburbs. And I'm talking way north, as in just south of Flint. Yeah, they actually live closer to Flint, but they're technically in the Detroit area. Ain't that something? Flint is kind of in a world of its own, don't you think? But I will say this. Here's the last time I went to Detroit, I was still with T-Mobile. Why? And I hated T-Mobile because if I was listening to online radio from Grand Rapids to Detroit, I would only be able to listen to the radio in a 4G hotspot, whether it be Grand Rapids or Lansing or the Flint area, and not much else. I was screwed. So what happened was, as maybe you know, recently I switched to Credo Mobile, which of course uses the Sprint network. Credo is a nonprofit phone company that supports a lot of very progressive liberal causes. And they provide service that's just as great as the major phone companies because they use the Sprint network. They kind of lease their lines. So, their towers, actually. Not their lines, because they don't use landlines. They use towers and satellites and all that good jazz stuff. Jazz stuff? What the hell did I just say? Well, anyway. I had no disruption in service from my trek from Grand Rapids to the Detroit area. I had no stoppage at all. And I was listening to Slacker the whole time. I basically listened to two channels on Slacker. One was called Party Alternative, which is it's a current based alternative station, but they also play a lot of very upbeat tracks. They don't play any. I mean, they do play some soft stuff, but not a lot. A lot of the stuff they play is upbeat and fun to listen to. As a matter of fact, on the way back, I was listening to, they played Jump Around by House of Pain and, the Rockefeller Skank from Fatboy Slim. Two of my favorite tracks right there, but they also play a lot of the more current stuff that's out there today. Like that, the new one from the Arctic Monkeys, Do I Really Want to Know? And, I'm trying to think of what else they played. A lot of current stuff on that channel. I did try out Party Rock, though, and I wasn't really impressed with it. A lot of overplayed classic rock crap on there, so that's off my presets right there. Most of the time when I listen to Slacker, I listen to their hard rock channel, New Rock First, which is a great channel if you're into the more current stuff. Party Alternative is another one, but I also like to create my own stations. Over Halloween, I created channels devoted to Typo Negative and Nine Inch Nails and Ministry. So those were some pretty interesting channels, to say the least. But you know, the cool thing was I had no disruption in service. I will never, ever, ever go back to T-Mobile. Ever. T-Mobile has one of the weakest signals when it comes to 4G. You know, and it's like I ask myself, why in the hell did I join them in the first place? I was with them for over 10 years, and I'm gone. I'm gone from those guys. They're never going to see me ever again. No way. But here's the thing. On my way to and back from Detroit, I really didn't go to Detroit, but Detroit area. I only listened to one terrestrial radio station. Guess what it was? 1430 AM WION in Ionia. Yep. That station, you know, they broadcast to 4700 watts omnidirectional during the daytime. And their signal is pretty damn good. You know, WION has got to be one of the most impressive radio stations in the state of Michigan. Because, you know, 10 years ago, it was a station that was kind of left for dead. It had a talk format, and then the owner died, and the wife didn't know what to do with it, so she sold it to a newspaper in Greenville. In the Greenville newspaper, Greenville Daily News, what happened was they did not realize that what they did was illegal due to the fact that, you know, in a lot of cases, a newspaper and a radio station cannot be co-owned in the same town unless they have a waiver. So what happened was a group of investors came by, purchased 1430 AM days from losing their license, and re-signed it back on the air. And they've made so many advancements to that station over the years. I mean, sometimes it's one of those stations that, you know, they might play a song you like, but then the next song sucks. But then the song after that is a lot better. But I like to listen to 1430 because of their hourly news updates. I love during the holiday season, I love how they play these old school holiday jingles saying how many days left until shopping days until Christmas. And they follow that up with a very old school sounding top of the hour ID jingle, you know, that go, and I'm not going to sing it, WION Ionia. And they follow that up with Morse code, which I believe is the identification for their FM translator station, 92.7. So, but anyway, of course, they have CBS News on the Hour, which is probably one of the better top of the hour news sources these days. God bless the owners of WION. They have done so much good for that station and the community of Ionia. And you don't have a lot of these types of stations these days, you know, where everything's done locally. And I'm glad that people are starting to realize that people want live local radio instead of getting it canned in from a satellite or fake DJs and all that crap. So, but that's the only radio station I listen to and fro Detroit. But, of course, one of the biggest news stories this past week in the world of radio is, of course, Rush Limbaugh. We didn't talk about this at all on the website. Maybe we might talk a little bit about it this week. Because here's what's going on. It was announced this week that Clear Channel is making some big moves with that big fat pill popping retard. Rush Limbaugh, of course, will be moving to three new stations come the beginning of the new year. New York, it was already announced earlier this year, WABC will be canning Rush and he'll be moving to WOR. And the reason why is because WOR is owned by Clear Channel. And it makes perfect sense. And it's not going to really hurt Rush right there because WOR is still 50,000 watts and they reach pretty much most of the United States, especially the Eastern Coast in Canada. But in California, he is getting his ass whipped by his owners. KFI, 640 AM in Los Angeles, California, will no longer carry the Rush Limbaugh show at the beginning of next year. That show will be moving to KTLK, 1150 AM, which is 50,000 watts, but it's very highly directional. As a matter of fact, it's 50,000 watts days, 44,000 nights. And according to their pattern, their signal does not really reach some very conservative regions of the Los Angeles listening area. Now, this move in Los Angeles is actually both bad and good news for fans of, or should I say, haters of conservative talk radio. What's going to happen is Rush will be moving to 1150 alongside Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and a few others. And KFI will go live and local from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. at night. But the bad news is that this move will make Stephanie Miller and Randy Rhoads and a few other liberal hosts homeless in L.A. because KTLK is currently the liberal state talk station in Los Angeles. Now, it's worth noting that Clear Channel does nothing to promote it, and that's the reason why they're at a 0.3 in the ratings, which is horrible. So the question is, well, when Rush and all of his buddies move to KTLK, would it improve their ratings? God only knows. But it is a very experimental check right there. But moving up to San Francisco, Rush is also moving. He is currently on 910 AM KKSF. He'll be moving to KNEW 960. But now, both stations are licensed to Oakland, and they both are owned by Clear Channel. But 910 is 20,000 watts, 960, 5,000 watts. Now, here the story goes like this. A few years ago, I guess 910 was a conservative station, and 960 was a liberal station. Then Clear Channel said, yeah, let's do this. Why don't we make both stations kind of a pish-posh of liberal and conservative talk? And it was a dumb move, in my opinion. But here's what's going to happen. I guess some of the liberal hosts will be moving to 910, which will, including Randy Rhoads, who will take over two of Rush's former hours on 910. So, and of course, 960 used to be called the Quake. It was first the Quake, and then it became Green 960, KKGN. But, you know, the thing is, I look at what's going on in San Fran, and I'm like, yeah, you know, it makes perfect sense for Clear Channel to do this stuff, because here's what's going on. Conservative talk radio is on the way out. You know, Rush's ratings and advertisers have all disappeared because of what he did to Sandra Fluke. It was uncalled for. It was stupid. I mean, Sandra is a smart, intelligent young lady who did not deserve this. I mean, she's not a slut, folks. She's a human being. And look at Rush. Four times married, no kids, and I hope he never has kids. I mean, his wife is about the same age as I am, 32. I think maybe a little bit older, I don't know. But, you know, folks, conservative talk radio has gotten a bad rap because of what Rush did. Stupid, stupid, stupid. And look at what's going on in Traverse City, my old hometown. WTCM announcing last week that they're launching a brand new afternoon show from 3 to 6 p.m. that will be hosted by Dave Barr, Bill Fralick, and Colleen Wares, who are already on the WTCM payroll, mind you, so this is not going to be too much of a really high investment on WTCM's part. They might give them a few bucks more per week on their paycheck, but oh well. But anyway, Sean Hannity is moving from live 3 to 6 p.m. to tape delayed 9 to midnight. And I say that, good. You know, Traverse City is a very moderate town, and they don't need right-wing bullshit 24 hours a day. They already got four talk stations, and they all air, you know, a bunch of guys with all the same mind. You know, liberals are bad. Reagan was great. Screw the young people in the middle class. That's all they ever say. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, okay, WTCM has that George Norrie guy overnight talking about aliens. But I'll say this. That's good for WTCM. Traverse City is a very moderate town. And, you know, I think, you know, this is bad news for Hannity because, of course, he just recently moved to 10 o'clock on Fox News Channel. But, oh well. Wah. Conservative talk is bad. It sucks. Goodbye, guys. Don't let the door hit on the ass in the end. All right, folks, good week and good luck. I'll talk to you again next week. Take care.